Do you make a burger you love? One that people notice? One that draws raves? In a world where a burger often means a thin piece of meat whose flavor is killed by ketchup, mustard, pickle, or onion, it doesn't take much effort to make a better one. What delicious burgers all have in common is high-quality meat, and this is exactly what is missing. I see people buying everything from packaged ground meat to frozen patties. The key to a great burger is to avoid packaged ground meat. The solution? Grind your own. If you use nice-looking chunk roast or well-marbled sirloin with 15 to 20% fat, you're going to get meat that is really flavorful, along with a good mouthfeel that a bit of fat brings. Grinding is easily done in a food processor. Cut the meat into 1 or 2 inch cubes and pulse it with a regular steel blade until it's chopped. Don't overprocess. You want the equivalent of chopped meat, not meat puree. Finally, season with a large pinch of salt and a bit of pepper, and work up from there. Think about adding minced garlic in small quantities, chopped onions, herbs, especially parsley, grated parmesan, minced ginger, hot sauce, good chili powder, and so on. It's hard to go wrong here. Then there's the grilling. The rack, which should be very clean, should be 3 or 4 inches above it. Turn the burger only after the first side releases its grip on the grill, after a few minutes. Don't press on them with a spatula, like a hurried short-order cook. Many authorities recommend cooking burgers to the well-done stage. Forgive my snobbishness, but well-done meat is dry and flavorless, which is why burgers should be rare, or at most medium rare. The difference they make, you will find, is astonishing, and will change your burger cooking forever.